Do feelings of exhaustion and despair accompany you through the various aspects of life? Have you turned to different therapists and mystics, and nothing helped? Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to remove a curse spell according to the Kabbalah in a comprehensive process that allows you to free yourself from the blockage. The process is conducted discreetly, in complete isolation, and does not require the person's physical presence. Curses can be removed from anywhere in Zoom or WhatsApp video calls. The process is precisely adapted to your needs and is suitable for people of all faiths and religions regardless of gender, race, and nationality. How does one remove a curse spell according to Kabbalah? The field of psychics has become a thriving market in recent years. Many of them study the spiritual field in a shallow and relatively brief manner and do not delve into the extensive and ancient knowledge. They communicate with entities and receive messages but do not always understand the meaning of such acts or the ethics involved. If you have contacted psychics who claimed you were cursed by a powerful force and claimed to remove it but have received no results, there may be several reasons for this. 1. We must understand that spiritual communication is not an acquired skill but a gift from God. The psychic usually talks to the Sitra Achra, from Aramaic, the other side, the dark forces. Throughout history, there have been many false prophets and only a handful of true prophets. The difference between the two is that the true prophet was knowledgeable in Kabbalah and the Gemara, balanced mentally and physically, and had deep spiritual and inner integrity. 2. In most cases, spiritual psychics do not possess any knowledge of Gemara and/or Kabbalah. In 90% of the cases, the messages they receive are from the dark side within them, therefore, contacting them to remove the curse spell invites financial loss and bitter disappointment. 3. A spiritual psychic will not be able to remove spells according to Kabbalah because they do not have the knowledge or proficiency in Aramaic, the Gemara, or the hidden ciphers and codes, and he certainly did not know how to remove curses successfully spells according to the Halacha. To avoid doubt, removing a spell by swearing angels is strictly forbidden, according to Kabbalah. Another common phenomenon in our generation is the swearing of angels, spirits, demons, and entities by callers and rabbis. The claim is that removing curse spells is a common practice according to the Kabbalah. It is quite the contrary. We must understand this: a person who uses the swearing of spiritual beings for personal purposes and for their well-being is performing an act of witchcraft, which is strictly forbidden according to Kabbalah and Halacha. The Creator is the only one who can control angels, demons, and spiritual beings, and a person who does so assumes authority that was not allowed to him. If they were knowledgeable about the secrets of Kabbalah and the profound principles of esoteric theories, they would be terrified of any attempt to control these forces. Samuel Zohar Yanai strongly opposes the disturbance of the world of angels, demons, spirits, and beings, let alone controlling them for personal needs. There will be no possibility to use his spiritual abilities and knowledge to interfere with the spirit world and cause harm to another person. Samuel uses his expertise exclusively to remove curse spells according to the spiritual ethics that oblige a person who deals with them honestly. Remove curse spell, the benefits that await you in our cooperation. The spell is removed according to the applicant's needs and with complete discretion. It is adapted to all beliefs without gender and race differences. The removal process is essentially energetic and requires communion with the spiritual world in complete isolation due to the great concentration involved. Therefore, it is carried out without the patient's presence, and attendance at a physical meeting will not be required. Long-term remove curse spell process. Anyone familiar with witchcraft knows that spells tend to develop resistance to removal processes and that the attacking sorcerer will often perform repeated attacks. That's why I'm not satisfied with a one-time removal and accompany you through a close process. Every 30 days, I will return to the removal process and stay in touch with you until we ensure the negative effect has been completely removed. Much more than spell removal. If only the spell is removed, the result will be partial. Therefore, along with eliminating witchcraft according to the Kabbalah, we will also remove any curse or act of evil eye or leshan hara. After removing all these energetic effects, I will perform a spirited healing and defense that will prevent a repetition of the action from the attacking party. Comprehensive and multifaceted strengthening against spell attacks. The spell works on the body, mind, livelihood, and family and intensifies as time passes. I give you a multidisciplinary solution to help you defend against it effectively and strengthen after its debilitating effect. From advice on strengthening the body with customized vitamins and herbs to coaching and business advice, we approach all aspects requiring a response. Opening the beneficial energy channels. After removing the spell and performing the defenses, I will reopen the positive, energetic channels that were blocked due to the spell attack. Why is it essential to act as soon as possible to remove the curse spell? The results will soon arrive as long as we follow the required Kabbalistic processes and persist in them. The spell intensifies and affects more and more areas of human life if not answered. Therefore, it is important to turn quickly to stop the spell attack. I am here for you and will be happy to help. You can now contact us via WhatsApp or by phone for more information, an answer to any question, or to schedule a consultation. Witchcraft and Kabbalah throughout history. Evidence of the use of witchcraft using tools from the Jewish Kabbalah exists since the time of Rabbi Yitzhak Luria, Hari. This phenomenon expanded during this period, in particular in the land of Israel, due to many existential hardships, bitter conflicts between different rabbis and between various communities, and fears of the Ottoman rule that ruled the land at the time of Israel. Kabbalistic witchcraft is a collective name for a multitude of actions designed to cause harm and do evil, even though this was not their original purpose. Sorcerers and witches took from Kabbalah extensive mystical knowledge, which they turned into a server tool for performing witchcraft. Witchcraft using amulets and texts. The sorcerer acquired Kabbalistic knowledge not for spiritual devotion or benefit to others but for the sake of making money and doing harm. Such sorcerers used this knowledge mainly to write amulets. The amulets were made of stones or bones of various animals, mostly those with a negative symbolic meaning, and cast a spell on the person. The spell was performed by placing the talisman under the bed, in the food pantry, on the various household utensils, on horse or donkey saddles, or on the bedding. A spell using objects from the bewitched body. Another everyday use among witches and sorcerers through Kabbalah was in a person's nails or hair. The sorcerer who performed the spell would ask the person calling for the spell to get nails that the person for whom the spell is intended to cut, strands of hair that were cut, especially infected or inflamed hair of that person, and then he would cast spells on these objects, along with the name of the person and uttering a specific request in a whisper or voice. The nails were considered impure and, therefore, gathered without the person's awareness, and bringing them to the sorcerer was considered a powerful and significant tool. That's why the hair, and remember, Samson's hair was the source of his enormous strength, symbolizes strength, power, and bravery. Therefore, capturing it with a spell weakens the person the most. Magic using liquids. The roots of such protection and purification practices using liquids such as water, oil, and urine, or alternatively using them for witchcraft, began as early as the days of Hari. Originally, this practice was used for protection and health purposes. However, oil can also harm a person. Urine, on the other hand, is considered a protective agent against anxieties and fears and against bad spells as well. Witchcraft using animal parts. This type of witchcraft was widely used for a variety of purposes, from harming neighbors and business competitors to blocking love or binding love by force or mental and sometimes even physical harm to the person who harmed the person who cast the spell. The most common uses were frogs, snakes, crows, and turtles. The various organs of these animals were sometimes removed and used as a practical ritual part in the preparation of the harmful spell. It's time to end the suffering. Now, you also have the opportunity to curse removal according to the wisdom of Kabbalah and join the process guided by Samuel Zohar Yonai to eliminate all the negative energies blocking you. Samuel Zohar Yonai helps many throughout the country and the world with various unique methods and extensive Kabbalistic knowledge. The website offers more information about black magic removal and mysticism. For more information and to schedule a meeting, you can now contact us on WhatsApp or by phone. What are curses? A curse is a wish, and its internal or external expression is that destructive events will happen to the person on whom the curse is placed. Sometimes, it involves an explicit appeal to God or his angels to cause severe damage, some of which is irreversible, and some may kill. The phenomenon of cursing is very ancient and probably originates from the pagan beliefs of prehistoric cultures. This is a worldwide phenomenon, and no culture is immune from it. From ancient times to today, curses are cast through written text or spoken voice. The person casting the curse, a sorcerer or priest, memorizes the name of the cursed person and performs a ceremony in which the name is associated with the curse. The wishes usually revolve around physical and mental injuries and the integrity of the family. Curses in the ancient world. In ancient Egypt, an inscription from the 22nd dynasty of the pharaohs described the dedication of land to an Egyptian god. It was declared that whoever made improper use of this land was cursed forever. Also, the Egyptians applied a variety of curses in ceremonies, including breaking barriers and mentioning the names of enemies. In the Phoenician culture, the custom of cursing appears on tablets detailing punishments and curses that will intentionally harm the residents of the Phoenician cities, their livelihood, or their property. The curses were also directed against armies or pirates. King Ashurbanipal ordered the librarians in his huge library to write on every book copy a curse warning against theft or damage caused to any book. Curses in the Bible. In the Bible, the custom of cursing is noted in the Book of Numbers, in the story of Balaam, who tried to curse the tribes of Israel and eventually blessed them. Also, in Deuteronomy, the people of Israel are presented with a choice between a curse or a blessing, according to their actions. At a later stage, actual curse warning inscriptions were written as in other ancient cultures, as found in Ein Gedi, which was considered a very rich settlement due to the production of persimmon oil. Curses in the Middle Ages. In the Middle Ages, curses were used mainly among clerics who wrote books and prayer cycles and feared that their books would be stolen. Therefore, they placed curse warnings at the entrance of libraries or even inside the books themselves. This phenomenon persisted even throughout the Spanish conquests of South and Central America. According to pagan beliefs, the Aztecs and its predecessor, the Mayan Kingdom, fell mainly due to curses imposed on them hundreds of years earlier by their fallen enemies. Curses in modern times. Extensive use of curses and attempts to remove curse spells are also common in pirate wars. When one fleet of pirates was defeated by another fleet, the defeated pirates vigorously cursed the victors. In many cases, this worked. Ships sank, and precious gold treasures were lost forever. The curse of the Ninth Symphony is another well-known curse, according to which every classical composer who writes his ninth work, particularly a symphony, dies afterward. Seven well-known composers who wrote their Ninth Symphony died almost immediately afterward. In the United States, cursing became very common during the 19th century. The Bell Witch legend has spread in the southern United States and tells of the Bell family living in northwestern Robertson County, Tennessee. According to legend, the father, a farmer named John Bell, lived in the area and was attacked by an invisible or shape-shifting entity that could speak and influence the physical environment. The entity relentlessly cursed the family when it appeared before them. Another well-known American curse is the Tippecanoe Curse, which was imposed in the Battle of Tippecanoe in 1811 between American units and Shawnee Indians under the leadership of Chief Tecumseh. The Indians were defeated in battle, and following the defeat, the chief placed a curse on America that any president elected in a round year would die suddenly or be assassinated. This happened to seven presidents, the last of whom was John F. Kennedy, elected president in 1960. Kennedy family curses. Many stories revolved around the calamity that befell the Kennedy family for generations. According to belief, these resulted from some old blood feud. The curse is so powerful that close to 20 family members died mysteriously or horribly, such as murder, accidents, and mysterious suicides starting in the 1940s. For more information about curses, spells, and methods of removing curse spells, you can contact us now on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone. After the consultation, we can begin the process of freeing ourselves from the negative influence.